Howdy neighbors, Beef Buzz time. The more mama cows you've got pregnant, the better off you are. We talk about that premise today in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Dr. Don Coover operates an outfit known as SEK Genetics. He's in southeastern Kansas, but he works with cow-calf operators not just in Kansas, but Missouri and Arkansas and Oklahoma as well. Dr. Coover says one of the most important things that he tries to get across to his clients on an ongoing basis, make sure those mama cows are bred.
Everybody's trying to make more money in their operation, and they're trying to optimize this and optimize that. But long story short, if you don't have a calf on the ground that somebody feels is desirable to buy, you're not getting anywhere with it. And so we spend a lot of time with genetics, but we spend a lot more time even saying, okay, what are we doing to get this cow bred? Are we sure we've got her bred? Can we keep her bred? Are we suffering pregnancy wastages that we don't need to? Are there diseases in the herd that we should be able to eradicate or certainly tamp down or control? And so you do a lot of testing. We do a lot of testing for persistently infected BVD animals, for instance, because they're very destructive to a herd health program. Neospora cows that are infected with Neospora are much more likely to abort their animals or abort their fetuses prior to term. And those are expensive animals to have because they're very inefficient. So you can test for those conditions and get rid of those conditions, which helps you become a lot more profitable. One of the biggest boons to the industry in just the last few years has been a very convenient, very accurate, very useful blood pregnancy program. In other words, you can pull a sample from a cow that has been recently bred, and if she's at least 28 days into gestation, you can pull a blood sample, send it to a lab, and they can tell you very accurately whether she's bred or not.
And Dr. Coover says knowing this information makes you a better manager.
And that kind of information helps people figure out, are my cows getting bred like they should be getting bred? Are they maintaining those pregnancies? Once they're bred and pregnant, are they calving at the date that they should be calving? Are those calves healthy? Are they going to perform like they should perform? Then you can consider things like environment. Do I have a nutritional program that helps those cattle realize their genetic potential? It's all tied together. But long story short, in a cow-calf environment, if the cow doesn't come up with a calf, she's way too expensive to own.
Those open cows at the end of the season do cost you money.
They cost you a lot of money. It's sort of like having a car that's sitting in your yard that won't start and won't run, but you get to continue to put tires on it, continue to pay taxes on it, continue to tag it, but it never gets you anywhere. Cows that don't carry calves, live calves to term, are cows you can't afford to have. I don't care how pretty she is, it doesn't work.
Veterinarian Dr. Don Coover on the value of knowing your cows are pregnant. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's one of those annual production sales that you don't want to miss. We're talking about Black Jack and Guess annual female production sale coming Saturday, October 17th, 12:30 p.m. at Black Jack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 70 Angus and Sim Angus lots. For details, contact Keith Grissom at 405-382-7678. The sale catalog will be online at www.mcsauction.com. Black Jack and Guess female production sale, October 17th. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.